Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Monday to you. Hopefully you are having a great Monday thus far. We had a great weekend. There's so much to get into today. Busy, busy weekend. We're going to touch on the NBA. Of course we're going to touch on the NBA. Who's my MVP? I don't know who everybody else is in me. I wouldn't think of my what the hell's wrong with Boston? What the hell's wrong with the Lakers? There is so much. NFL Combine. Kyler Murray was a quarter of an inch from not being able to play football. Because he would have been too short. This crap, you can't make this up. You cannot make this stuff up. ASU basketball, they're in, and they're out. I'll explain that too. Like I said, we got so much to get into. We are brought to you, of course, by the one, the only, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chatham Heights, 4901 South Alma School to be exact. Get in there and let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Now, there are a couple restrictions, but get in and they will tell you because there's not many. You also can become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor, and never worry about your sticks going bad. And when I tell you they have a ton of TVs, they have a ton of televisions, you can sit there, enjoy your sticks, not worry about a thing, and just relax. And they will also be the home of the NCAA March Madness tournament. In fact, we will have a watch party there. More info to come on that. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chatham Heights. Like I said, let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase. You have some restrictions to apply. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. It is Monday. Let's get started where we get started. Let's get started with Boston. Yes, I'm going to get started with the Celtics. And what's wrong with the Celtics? How come the Celtics aren't winning? How come they're not ripping these games off left and right? How come they seem better without Kyrie? I don't know. How does it seem like Kyrie is not going to be there? Where is Kyrie going to go? Is he New York bound? Is he going to come play with L.A. and LeBron again? Is he going somewhere that we haven't even thought of? I don't know. But Kyrie has said a couple different things that has the media kind of looking side-eyed about exactly what's going on. Kyrie has pretty much said he's waiting for the postseason to start. There's a lot on his shoulder. There's a lot on Boston's shoulder. There's a lot on Brad Stevens' shoulder. And the one thing I want to talk about Brad Stevens is an incredible coach. He's one of the top coaches in the NBA. But you know what he just proved? He just proved to you why Phil Jackson was special, why Pat Riley was special, why Greg Popovich is special. Because it is one thing to get a group of guys together that are ultra-talented and I like how they say roll the ball out. Or to get a group of guys that can play and they're underachievers and get them to get to a certain level. It is a whole different ball game coaching talent. Because everyone says, all Phil had to do is roll ball out Michael Scott. All Phil had to do is roll ball out to Shaq Kobe. All Phil had to do is roll ball out Kobe and Powell. anybody could have done that. No, anybody can't do that. It is not that easy. We do know Kobe and Shaq were together before Phil got there. And how many titles did they? Okay. Mike and Scotty were together before Phil got there. How many titles did they? Okay. See, it takes a special person to be able to get talented guys that are ultra-talented guys to be able to play with guys that are talented NBA guys. It's a special guy that it takes to do that, to manage the egos and make sure everyone still feels involved. Now, I said this to someone the other day. Maybe it was a week ago. I don't know. But there's another sports writer. I don't remember who because, you know, that name dropping. I talked to so many. But the triangle, for as much heat as it takes, as Phil tried to make everybody run the triangle. But when you have a superstar and you convince them to buy into it, the triangle is the perfect offense because it allows other guys to get shots without necessarily having to play ran for them. See, and that's what's different from other offenses, motions, pick and roll, and all this stuff. Pick and roll offense, Utah ran that forever. John Stockton had the ball. Karl Malone did all the picking and the rolling and the shooting. Now, there were shots for Hornacek and there were shots for other guys. But the triangle allowed other guys that didn't have their number necessarily called for them get shots. I remember years ago when Sean Marion used to play for the Suns, people would say, oh, well, imagine what he would do if they actually ran plays for him. If they actually ran plays for him, maybe he wouldn't have gotten as much. So it's a whole different ball game. And now what Brad Stevens is realizing is you now have a superstar on your team. And along with a superstar, you have a superstar ego, and you have a superstar mentality, and you have a superstar look at the game, and you have a superstar feel of a regular season game. See, once you won an NBA final, it is hard to mentally prepare the same way game 60 as it will be for him to focus game one. And I know there I go taking up for the player again. No, Kyrie at times should be quiet. And sometimes Kyrie helps fuel his own fire of the firestorm that comes his way with the things that he said. But you know what? Let's be honest. We keep saying the Celtics were just as good or better last year, and they may be better off without him. Having a bunch of scrappy guys that can play is great. But where was that team with a whole bunch of scrappy guys that won the NBA Finals? Because last I checked, Golden State is not loaded with a bunch of scrappy guys. They're loaded with stars. Last I checked, when the Lakers were winning titles, they weren't loaded with a bunch of scrappy guys. They were loaded with stars. Last I checked, when the San Antonio Spurs were winning titles, they weren't loaded with a bunch of scrappy guys. They were loaded with stars. And who are the teams that are most picked and what teams fall in the best position to win NBA titles this year? I don't know. Golden State, stars. Boston, when the season started, Kyrie, star. Philadelphia, Joel Embiid, star. Toronto, I don't know, Kawhi Leonard, star. Milwaukee, freak, star. Do you like Houston? James Harden, Chris Paul, stars. Listen, we can go through this all day. All day. But you need, the NBA is set up completely different. You need stars to be able to advance. This isn't baseball. Your light-hitting left-handed catcher batting from the left-handed side, catching with his left, the righty, but bats lefty, that's at 243, is not going to get hot in the World Series and end up batting, you know, 426 with five home runs and 12 driven in because they're too afraid to actually pitch to the star. This isn't baseball. Superstars impact the game on both ends on a consistent basis. So when you look at this, my question to Brad Stevens is not that he's a good coach, because we know he is, not that he understands the game, because we know he does, not that he may not be the best after timeout play caller in the NBA, because he probably is, but how do you manage a superstar with the other guys? How do you manage that ego with the other guys? As he is different, because people say, well, LeBron does some of the same things. LeBron is different. And that he had the recognition of being the best player on the planet for a while. And coaches, short of what happened in Miami, and Miami was different because he had a four-year deal. He was signed with Dwayne Wade, who could take some of the pressure off of him. Pat Riley was running the show, and he let LeBron know when LeBron tried to run off Eric Spoelstra that he wasn't going to run off Eric Spoelstra. But since then, every coach has given in to LeBron and what he wants. You're going to fire that coach if he doesn't give LeBron what he wants because you want LeBron. And this is what's going to happen in L.A. Now, in Boston, we know that Brad Stevens isn't going anywhere. But Brad Stevens hasn't had to have a true superstar yet. When he was in Butler and he had Gordon Hayward, Gordon Hayward was a nice player. Gordon Hayward wasn't considered one of the top guys. And when you're in college, coach controls everything. Then he gets to the NBA and Boston is rebuilding. There's no superstar on that team. Then they go out and they sign Al Horford. Al Horford's a good player. Very nice player. Al Horford isn't a superstar. Then they go out and they get Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward is a star. He was a star in Utah. He wasn't a superstar. Gordon Hayward was fine being the best player on a pretty good team out at Utah. Came here, thought he'd be one of the better players here, just hasn't recovered from the ankle surgery. That's not all on him. But Kyrie was a bona fide superstar. Kyrie is a bona fide one of the top 3-point guards in the league. Kyrie is a guy that helped Cleveland win a title. And notice I'm saying a big part of help, considering he hit the game-winning shot in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Big, big part. Coaching that guy is different. And sometimes maybe Kyrie has that feeling like LeBron. LeBron at times saying, if I don't like someone, I can force him out. Well, Kyrie, you're not going to force him out. So it's going to be up to you a little bit because the stage of your career is different than LeBron. LeBron is, I'm not going to say he's on his last leg, but he's never going to be LeBron again. Kyrie, you're still young. You could actually still get better. So there's a difference in the arc of your careers. And you got guys like Terry Rozier playing behind him, Marcus Smart playing behind Kyrie. And, you know, you could tell by their body language what they're thinking. We got this team to a 7th game last year without you. And yet you come in here and say stuff like, oh, everything will be all right because I'm here. Everything will do this because I'm fine. I'm tired of answering this crap. I won't miss this bull crap when I retire. Things like that make them think, wait a sec, dude, we did fine without you, but you didn't do fine. What fine is, great is winning titles. Yes, you got so far. If you go into this playoff this year and think you're going to eliminate Milwaukee or Toronto without a healthy playing up to his standard, Kyrie Irving, you are smoking. And you need to be drug tested. Terry Rozier is a very nice player. He's not Kyrie. Marcus Smart is a very good ball player. He's not Kyrie. So they need to figure out, they need to get it together. I will say this, though. I don't believe in turning on and off switches all the time for every team. But I think you'll see a different Boston when the playoff starts. I really do. Now let's jump to the other side. I heard something interesting on the Four Letters today. I forget who said it, but they said, is LeBron doing everything possible to get, or maybe I heard it on the FOX, is LeBron doing everything in his power to get Luke fired? Is Luke Walton coming back next year? Would Genie want Luke Walton back next year? Yes to that one. No, he's not coming back. And yes, I believe LeBron is doing everything to get him fired. And this is where I have an issue with management and allowing LeBron James to run ship, wreck shop, and do whatever the hell he wants. If Luke Walton's drawing up a play in a huddle, maybe you saw this clip. If Luke Walton's drawing up a play in a huddle, and Brandon Ingram or Kyle Kuzma just walks away, are they benched? Are they fined for conduct detrimental to the team? So if LeBron player, regarded by many as the best player in the league, his team People follow my lead. I'm LeBron James. You do as I'm going to lead you here. If he's disrespectful to the coach by walking out when he's drawn up plays, by not listening to him at timeouts, by doing all this other stuff, what do you think the other players are thinking? Well, hell, LeBron ain't listening. I ain't got to listen. Why hasn't Magic chimed in on that? Why hasn't Rob Pelinka chimed in on that? And maybe they have behind the scenes, but it doesn't look like it. Why, when Milwaukee's winning, LeBron just walks off the court? End of the game, he didn't wait, walked off the court. See, stuff like that should be controlled. And if you're Ingram and if you're Kuzma and you're those guys and you're losing to Phoenix and Kuzma saying stuff like, I don't know what we need to do. Yeah, you do. Get your leader in order. See, no one is ever going to come out and call out LeBron for that. And if you say anything about it, you're a LeBron hater. I'm not a LeBron hater. I think, one, LeBron is one of the most incredible basketball players I've ever seen. LeBron at his prime was a He dragged Boobie Gibson to an NBA Finals. The dude is all that. I'm not saying that. But I think teams let him get away with stuff just because if he doesn't like the coach, they let him just run shot and do whatever he wants. The only person that never let him do that was Pat Riley, and he bolted the second he got a chance. Tell me. And I know, oh, Cleveland, the ring in Cleveland, that meant more than whatever in Miami. Whatever. Miss me on that. You win rings. You win rings. As a player, I'd rather have 5 rings in Miami than 1 ring in any other city. I'd rather have 5 rings in any place than 1 ring one place. Well, it just means more. No, the hell it does. See, that's where this apathetic, analytical bullcrap comes from. When you're a baller, it's about winning. You go ask Kobe Bryant. You go ask Michael Jordan. You go ask Larry Bird. Ask Larry Bird, would it have been more important for you to win 1 title in Indiana where you're from or 3 titles in Boston? Would that Indiana title have meant more to you? Larry Bird would slap you. It's about rings. If LeBron really wanted to win rings after the 2 of Miami, you think Pat Riley wouldn't have put together some more players for him? You think that wouldn't have all worked out and they would have been just as tough going down the stretch? The stretch run, rather, of his career. But no, he went back to Cleveland, went to a Kyrie that was coming up, had Wiggins traded for out, got his guy T. Lou in, and T. Lou's a good coach, but got his guy in that he wanted. And think about this, guys. Really stop and think about this. LeBron not doing it his way got him 2 rings. LeBron doing it his way got him 1. Now, that's 1 more than a lot of people. But it took every star to align to get that 1. And what you're going to honestly look me in the face and tell me, if LeBron had not stayed in Miami, if he had not stayed in Miami, they wouldn't have been back in the finals the following year. That same trade that LeBron forced to get Kevin Love, you don't think Pat Riley could have forced the same kind of trade to get Love or someone else? So what's happening in L.A. right now, to circle back, yeah, I do think LeBron isn't trying to help Luke keep his job. Because if LeBron comes out, notice LeBron never came out and said he wanted Luke fired. His camp said it. Right? His camp said it. So he's not on record for standing. But if you're not playing defense at all, and LeBron's not playing defense at all, and miss me with that, he's saving himself. He's not playing defense at all. We roasted James Harden for the same thing. He's not playing defense. When he misses assignments, he looks and points at someone else and blames them. Very demonstrative. Blames them. He's not listening to his coach. He's not paying attention in huddles. He's not staying on the court till the end of game. He's doing all this stuff. So you know what? Luke will get fired for incompetence and not because LeBron wanted him to be passive aggressive. Always passive aggressive.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Now let's switch over to the Suns. Just down there a little bit earlier this morning, shoot around. Got a chance to talk to Rashawn Holmes and Coach Igor Kokoskov. And the Milwaukee Bucks are in town tonight. So Freak is in town. Bledsoe's back. Middleton is here. Mirotić is here. They're all here. And Igor talked about building that wall defensively so you don't get killed with the drives. And I asked him just straight out, when you're building that wall, stopping those, how do you then get back out to Mirotić and the Bledsoe and the Middleton? And how do you do all that? Because everyone knows you got to give up something. He just said it's a scheme of defense. And everyone there seemed a lot looser. Rashawn Holmes said it's just another game to him. He's not going to get up higher for Milwaukee. He's going to play hard no matter who. He doesn't care if there's a quote-unquote superstar. He's just going to play hard. He plays one way. But it's going to be tough tonight. It's a different than beating a Laker team. And I love this when people keep saying, well, the Lakers beat the Suns team, and the Suns are trying to lose. Suns aren't trying. I'm tired of people saying that. Suns aren't tanking. Suns are just not very good. Oh, the Knicks are tanking. What are they winning games for? People, let me say this one more time. Players don't tank. Players are playing hard to win. If they're disjointed, that's one thing. If they're not a good team, that's one thing. But players are playing to win. There's no one out there, there's no professional taking a check looking to get embarrassed. So I'm looking forward to this. There's so many storylines tonight. Milwaukee has the best record in the league. They just signed Pau Gasol. Rumor has it he debuts tonight. Greek Freak, story in itself. And Bledsoe's coming back to Phoenix with a new 4-year, $70 million extension. Suns have no point guard, and they traded him for an expired bottle of water. And we know that means that they gave up. They traded him for that, nothing. So interesting. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. We do have a special showtime tomorrow. I'll get into that a little bit later. College basketball, ASU stunk up the joint. And their loss to Oregon State, obviously, but they came back, fought their way back, beat Oregon. And I've seen where they're from the last four in to in. Either way, they got a big game against the team down in Tucson on Thursday before they get ready, start getting themselves ready for the Pac-12. But so they just got to win. If they beat the team down in Tucson and they win at least one game, I think they're in, not last four in, not playing in Valparaiso or Dayton or Shiprock, Kentucky or some bull crap like that. But this team has to be able to get past the ability to be good. They will play great, 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 and then they lose a game. And I'm honestly going to tell you this one more time. I truly believe, as Rob Edwards goes and as Zion Cheatham rebounds, that team will follow their lead. Rob Edwards is hitting shots and Zion is doing his thing defensively and on the board, everyone else just plays easier and it's loose. So we'll see. We'll have more on that. Talk to Coach early before the week is over. Report back what he said. Let's switch it up to football. Kyler Murray, look, the one thing you know about the NFL right now, everyone's a liar. There's not one person telling the truth. Everybody's lying. If you say, hey, how you doing? Good morning. Look up. It's not even sun out. It's the moon. You know it's good night. Everybody's lying. Will the Cardinals draft Kyler Murray? Will they stick with Rosen? Will John Gruden try to figure out a way to trade up? He does have 3 first-round picks. Will Derek Carr be back? Who do the Giants take? Nick Folk is obviously looking like he's going to be down in Jacksonville, one off the board. Do you really think Denver is going to go with Flacco without a B plan? Aging quarterback that's a statue, that's one hit away from missing 3 or 4 games again. A lot of folks are saying Rosen goes to Washington. I really think he ends up in Denver. But we shall see. What do I know? Remember, I'm just the guy that said the Lakers will be battling for a playoff spot. But then again, I didn't know anything. I will say this. Cliff Kingsbury didn't come here to play offense with the quarterback and with a scheme that doesn't fit his scheme. Believe me, he would be in L.A. right now taking USC money, putting in his scheme as an offensive coordinator, and if they failed, he wasn't failing. He was going to step in and take that job as head coach if SC had a bad season. And that's not a bad living, trust me. Getting paid by SC, that's a good living. You would have more control. You know who you want to recruit. You're on the West Coast. You're living in L.A. Use your model looks. That wasn't a bad gig. He didn't leave all that to come here to be told who his quarterback was going to be. I tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Where is A.B. going to go? Oh, well, they have lined up for this. Here's the problem. A.B. talks a lot. Oh, do you want to deal with all that and you're not going to do you want to? Yes, I want a guy that can play. What they have to be careful, when I say they, I mean the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know how good he is, but he's also 30. Are you going to put his value at a point where you really can't make a trade? And if you can't make that trade, have you talked too much yourself to put the team in a position where he may have to come back? And then how does that go? Ben Roethlisberger said they're friends. Sound like frenemies. So we shall see. Like I said, though, they're all lying. And Samuel Jackson said, and Jackie Brown, you know they're crooked as a barrel of snakes. They're all lying. Everybody in the NFL right now is lying. Got some good guests lined up this week. Make sure you stay tuned. I'll let you know who's coming on the air. Spring training is in full swing. I have some takeaways for you on that before this week is over. Make sure you are following us right here every day, 1 o'clock special. Showtime tomorrow. Make sure you are checking us out on Twitter to get that. At the Sports Cave, Caves with a K. On Instagram, on Facebook fan page. Make sure you go to thesportscave.com. Again, all those caves with a K. Very shortly, I have a snippet interview up from today from the Sun Sugar Island. And then you get me directly at PLR on Twitter, on the Twitter. Until tomorrow, thank you all so much. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone, have a good rest of your Monday.